This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Murray Brown is a media content analyst who makes his home in Atlanta, Georgia. Media content analyst. I don't know what his work entails, but his avocation is the book. He's passionate about reading, and he's passionate about old books. This passion was fueled at a number of points in his life after earning a degree in English and radio and television from Indiana University. One critical point was a stop here in Urbana-Champaign, where he worked the overnight shift for WILL-FM in Gregory Hall. WILL-AM in those days went off the air at sundown. On the overnight shift, there was plenty of time for reading. There no longer is an overnight shift, by the way. We're automated at night, and we've been out of Greg Hall and in Campbell Hall for some 11 years now. Murray Brown, as I was saying, has a passion for old books. He's written a collection of essays on this passion. It's recently been published by Paul Dry Books, the title The Bookshopper, A Life in Review, and I'm pleased to have him as my guest this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Sure. In 1979, you were hired on as an overnight board op, that's a board operator, and a student by the name of Dave trained you, and the two of you became fast friends, and you talked a lot about books. Tell us about him in those days.
Well, I still keep in contact with Dave. That was 30 years ago, and Dave and I got together just in April when he came to Champaign. So Dave trained me at WILL, and he was highly technical, and he knew a lot of stuff about technical stuff, and he did train me. And I think when you work the nights, there's some slow times, and there builds kind of an oral tradition of being able to talk. And Dave liked talking about books, and he kind of got me inspired to looking at used books, and he'd bring me a few in. And as we talked a moment ago, the YMCA, I think the YMCA over across the street had a used bookstore, and he brought me a few books from there, and ever since then. And I'd gone to a few before that, but after that, I really got a real interest in it.
So we owe Dave for the bookshopper, ultimately, and you owe him for your love of books.
Yes, yes, part of that. I mean, there was other people in my life, too, but with Dave, he is really the ultimate first bookshopper, and he lives out in Seattle now. And I think there's a chapter in him about him in the book and talking a little bit about the WILL days, and not too much, but he's still out there, and he has like credits of thousands of dollars at used bookstores, and I've gone out to go book shopping with him and that kind of stuff. But we still exchange stuff all the time.
Yeah. Your home library in Atlanta, what does it look like?
You know, it's really disappointing. It's a very disappointing library. The reason why is that I'm a little bit of a weeder. I do kind of keep my collection weeded, and I've moved several times. So there's a chapter in the book about what do you do with all these books, the storage issues that you have. And, you know, movers know me and that kind of stuff. And furniture is one thing and a washer and dryer is another, but when they see boxes and boxes of books, they change their attitude. But I don't have a room that's just a library. I devote certain parts to bookshelf of people I know. I have a glass bookcase my grandmother gave me that I keep my, you know, my Proust and my Durants and my show books. And then I have a shelf that I have my bookshopper books on that make a kind of a ready reference that I can get to kind of quick. Mm.
You mentioned the used bookstore that used to be in the university YMCA in the basement of that building on Wright Street. Of all the used bookstores you've shopped, do you have a favorite?
I have a couple favorites that come to mind. One of them's here in Champaign. I really like the Jane Addams bookstore in downtown Champaign. I pretty much go that every time I come to town, and they do carry a few copies of the book. They were really nice to do that. Another one I like is Book Eddie in Knoxville, Tennessee. That was a nice book a bookstore that I like real well. And I think what it is you go there and it's piled with books, but you actually can move around a little bit. They spend a little time getting things a little bit organized. And there's a nice ambience for browsing. And I think shops that take in books and get rid of books, the stock kind of moves. So there's always new stuff. You don't have to go every day, but every month or every 2 months or like, you know, you go in there and the stock has changed. So I think that's important. And there's a couple really nice ones in Atlanta that I found that I really enjoyed.
How are these retail operations doing today? We've heard so much about, You know, we had Pages for All Ages, which was a lovely bookstore here in Champaign-Urbana closed because the competition is so tough and people are buying books online.
Yeah, well, it's a tough situation. They've had some of the same issues in Atlanta, and they had a little seminar at one of the places that I attended, and they talked about some of those issues. It's very tough for them, and it's also a question of, I've been thinking, it's not really much in the book at this point, but I've been thinking it's kind of like the buy local kind of thing. You buy your local produce and that kind of stuff, and there's some connection to the community. And I think books and authors, local authors, have that same kind of connection. And so I think people have to think about where that dollar's going, where the support is of local artists or local writers. And I think you know, you're always going to have people, like people say, well, you're going to buy your book used, or I'm going to, you know, you can buy my book online just as easily as anything.
Sure.
And I don't have control over that. But I think that you have to think about where that dollar. But the bookstores, to me, I think they have an obligation. I'm not pointing anyone out in particular, but they have to be engaging with the reader and that kind of stuff, too. I think they have to provide a service that the person that goes in there feels like I'm connecting a little bit with my community.
Yeah, yeah. And the people that work within these bookstores know so much. You know, when you go into Jane Addams and you talk with Flora, you know, she can help you out, whatever you're looking for, and they can get it for you. Or they go, well, if you like, you know, come with me.
Right.
You know, and they know exactly where
I was at the
it is.
Carlos Museum Bookstore in Atlanta, and it's a nice little bookstore in Emory University. And the guy there is quite knowledgeable, and he just is an amazing amount of information that he knows, and you just love talking to him, if you can get him to draw out a little bit.
Yeah. Now, here's something our listeners might find interesting. You're a member in good standing in the Amazon.com community, but you have your complaints about Amazon, and one of them is this. It's not really a community.
Yeah, that's my complaint about Amazon. I think there's I think Amazon has done some good things in the fact that a lot of out-of-print books, and there's a lot of used bookstores that sell books online, and I think it keeps a lot of books in circulation. So that's a positive of Amazon. I think my problem is, it's like, do you think that the reviews, or they're sending you recommendations, and this is done somewhat, you know, that's done somewhat electronically, and the fact that the reviews, that if you think that you're really connecting with people, I kind of debate you that you really are. I was at a book signing a couple weeks ago, and we got done doing the signing of the books, and everybody gathered around, and they were swapping book stories and recommendations and stuff like that. And just think how much information was being exchanged in just a short amount of time. So I think that was, I don't think you really get that on Amazon. People post things, and they could be your friends or your enemies, or, you know, or just, you know, I don't know if it's really that much of a community.
Yeah. What do you think of reading books on a Kindle or on an iPod or other digital device?
Well, I think that's, I don't have a Kindle. So I think for a person who really reads a lot of books and really, there's people that read a book a day, and I think they're finding that really very useful. I like the texture and the feel of the book. So I think in my case, that's not really a product that I'm... And you can't show off what you're reading. You hold a book cover, and people can see the cover, and, oh, I'm impressed. And you can't really do that with a Kindle, I guess. I don't know, unless they have a way to light it up. But, you know, those... And the iPods, I think you get your information, even with audiobooks, I think you get different information in different ways. And I think it's a different... It's going to be a different experience. I'm not saying it's a worse experience or a better one. It's just a different one.
Yeah. What do you think the future of the library is?
I think the future of the library is good. Every time I go, there seems to be a good. I think it's somewhat changed. I think there's kind of a media. I've been in the new Champaign Public Library. That's a very nice facility, and I could see that's a lot of media there and a lot of place for people to congregate and kind of a community thing. So, you know, I think those are, and I think they've been helping in the economic situation now. People can get information about jobs and that kind of stuff. So sometimes libraries, I think that's changed some, but I think it's been a good one.
Yeah, it's certainly changed since we were kids.
Yes, it has.
A lot different. Well, maybe you could tell us something about a great find or two that you've come across recently. What are you reading now?
Oh, I knew you'd ask me that question. So this is the time when I'm like, give you a stack of like 10 books, and you're supposed to be really impressed that I'm reading so many. But I really don't read more than one or two at a time. So I'm reading two books. One is The Ruin by Reading by Lynn Schwartz, which is kind of like you just wrote a book about books and you're reading one. But I'm going to be on a panel with her, I think, in September in a festival book in New York. So I'm kind of want to get familiar with that book. And the other book I'm reading, which I'm really enjoying, is Cultural Amnesia, Clive James' book. And my friend out in Kansas said his book group had finished it. And he goes, he sent me a chapter. And I'm like, this is intriguing. And so I got the library copy and read a chapter, and I really like it. It could be a very deadly book because it starts you really thinking about other authors and stuff like yeah. that. So I guess that kind of counts as kind of a find, but, you know, I'm trying to think of anything I picked up that I really liked. But, you know, I remember when Pages was here, I remember getting the Richard Ford book, the sequel, Lay of the Land, his sequel to Independence Day, and really finding that a phenomenal book. And I felt bad when, you know, Pages went out of business. I said, you know, I didn't pay full price. And, you know, you kind of feel a mm-hmm. sense of guilt that way. But then again, you're also, maybe the real solution is more people reading.
Yeah. Well, your book, The Book Shopper, will get people thinking about books and thinking, I want to pick that up again, or I want to take a look at that. Mm. So lots of interesting connections going on.
And that's been the reaction some, I think. People say, oh, I'm going to go look at this book, and you're not going to read everything I like, but you at least have a sense of who I am, and then you'll say, well, I don't like anything he likes, or I like everything he likes.
Yeah. There we've got to leave it. We're out of time. Murray Brown, thank you very much for talking
thank
with
you.
Me.
Thank you. Well, it's good to be back.
Murray Brown is the author of a collection of essays on his passion for books, reading, and used bookstores. The title of the book, The Book Shopper, A Life in Review. The book is published by Paul Dry, and you'll find it in town at Jane Addams in downtown Champaign.